At the Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." Now remember, this is at the Last Supper, and the crucifixion and resurrection had not yet happened. So there was a whole lot more for them to know and understand. It would take a while. This past week, we had first confession and first communion for many of our young people. We had dozens of them, thanks be to God. And as I stood here in front of them, I couldn't help but be concerned once again that these children were not ready. Happens to me every year. Despite 2 years of catechism and formation, they still didn't get it. As pastor, each time this happens, I cannot help but experience some anxiety or concern for them. Then I go back and I read Jesus' words at the Last Supper. "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." How many times do we experience sacraments, but we don't see the fruit of it for some time? Sometimes we're not ready for it, but we still get the gift. Recently I spoke how Simon, the Apostle Simon, didn't understand his new title, Peter. Peter's not a name, it's a title. It's an office. Kephas, rock, Pedro, Peter. He became a name, but it's really a title. And it took a while for Simon to become Peter. He received the title well before he knew how to be Peter. And we know he became Peter. We know that. We see it. But not yet. He had the name, he had the title before he became Peter. And I've been reflecting upon this recently. What comes to mind for me is the experience of teaching a child how to ride a bike. You can't learn to ride a bike from watching a video or reading a book. Can't be done. You have to ride that bike. You have to fall off that bike. You have to get back up again and ride that bike again. Or learning how to swim. You can't learn how to swim from a video or a book. Can't be done. You must go into the water over and over again. People who do not know how to swim develop great fear of deep water. People who learn how to swim have much less anxiety and fear of water. People who ride bicycles often and swim go on. They learn more and they gain more confidence as they go, overcoming their fears, taking new chances. We become. It's about becoming. Peter, Simon became Peter over time. And here was Jesus trying to teach his disciples how to become apostles. They had been with him now for 3 years. They'd seen his miracles. They'd seen his emotions up and down. They knew a lot about him. They witnessed the things he did, the things we read about. They wrote about them. They give us these stories in the gospel. However, they still had little understanding about what was coming. One of them, Judas, lost all faith, fell away and betrayed him, and later committed suicide. And then there were only 11 disciples, still struggling to figure out what was happening. There's a day when Dad takes the training wheels off the bicycle. And there's a day when the child no longer needs floaties or vests or flotation devices. He must jump into the water without assistance. It's about becoming. There comes a day when the mama bird pushes her baby bird out of the nest. It's part of the cycle of life. They lose the safety of the nest, but they grow stronger and survive. The Feast of the Ascension, I propose to you, is one of those transition points for all of us, essential to our salvation, but it's a mystery. We don't really understand it. Yet, it's revealed fact. It's in all of the New Testament. And Jesus had been telling the disciples that he had to return to the Father, and he would send them the Holy Spirit to guide them. Obviously, it took them a while to understand that. They had no idea what he meant. They had to go forward on faith, even though they didn't quite understand. After the crucifixion of Jesus, they experienced his resurrection. They saw him resurrected. And we know that was still a big challenge for them, and they had difficulty understanding. Famously, Thomas had difficulty believing Jesus had resurrected. The resurrected Jesus ate and drank among them, and he taught them for 40 days, Scripture says. They experienced his glorified presence. He was forming them. He was helping them to become. There was a becoming going on. They had many questions for him, and he explained there was much more they needed to learn, telling them, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And when he said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Jesus was forming his church. The church was becoming. It hadn't yet happened yet, but it was in the process of becoming. He was teaching them about the Holy Trinity, even that day. "I'm going to the Father." The Son saying, "I'm going to the Father, and he will send the Holy Spirit to guide you." The Holy Trinity is in Scripture. He entrusted these mysteries to the church with the authority to forgive sin. And he told them, "I will never leave you. I will be with you to the end of time." So where did Jesus go after he ascended? Into the church. And he never left us. We live by faith, even when we cannot see or understand or prove any of the things we say we believe in. We don't understand the big picture. We can't see the whole picture. And yet we must become witnesses to the ends of the earth. We learn to trust Jesus. We learn to trust the Holy Spirit, even when we think we're facing doubts, complete darkness. The apostles and the early church lived with their doubts. They confronted these mysteries. And while they witnessed, they learned. And we know about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. because God revealed these things to us, even in today's scripture. He revealed them to us through his apostles. It took the early church almost 300 years to work out the truths about the Holy Trinity. It wasn't until the year 325, the Council of Nicaea, all the bishops of the world came together to work on this one issue. It was tearing the church apart. Who was Jesus? It was causing a great rupture in the community. They gathered at Nicaea, a town near Constantinople in what is today Turkey, to work these truths out. And it took them several days to work it out. The Holy Spirit was always guiding them. Nothing new was revealed. The mysteries were not changed. The great council at Nicaea affirmed what had been revealed and spoken clearly in scriptures. And today, after 1,700 years, we still repeat the Nicene Creed each time we come together, affirming our faith, our belief in the Holy Trinity. We may not understand all the mysteries, but in faith we declare them to be true. This is how we become one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We are all becoming something new. We'll spend all our lives as disciples. It's not something you finish. It continues. Jesus' ascension is a fact. He ascended to the Father, and yet he remains with us until the end of time. We experience him in the sacraments which he gave to the church. I'm still learning how to be a priest. We're still learning how to be Catholics, every one of us. You know, I'm a widower and was married for 37 years. I'm still learning about my sacrament of holy matrimony. It didn't go away. It's real. And I understand that the children making their first confession and their first communion will require the help of their parents and godparents and the church to learn what their sacraments mean. They're going to spend the rest of their life learning about these things. And I say, parents, get on board, teach them the prayers. So many children come to me whose parents do not teach them how to pray. Teach them how to worship God. They don't have to understand it right away. In fact, they probably won't. We teach them faith. We teach them to live by faith. That's probably the most important lesson they'll ever learn. We teach them the truth of Jesus' ascension to the Father so that they can also become witnesses to the Holy Trinity, to Jesus' ascension.